Macmillan Audio presents Wedding Bells by Haywood Smith, read for you by Cynthia Darlow. Chapter 1. Nobody's perfect, so a lot of the people on the beach are skinnier than you. Big deal. There's always somebody older and fatter out there, too, so you might as well wear your bathing suit and enjoy yourself. My best friend, Linda Murray. Like most people, I've always thought of the word perfect as an absolute, but there's nothing like a wedding to prove otherwise, especially when the wedding's your daughter's and you know it's a big mistake. Then the term is relative, like disaster. All her life, my second-born, Callie, had been a mother's dream. Smart as her physicist father, outgoing as her big brother Jack, principled and salt-of-the-earth sensible as my precious mother-in-law, and gorgeously athletic as my mother, who is still a handsome woman at 84, and walks 3 miles a day, and drives like a New York cabbie in Atlanta traffic. Callie was our perfect daughter. Never in her life had she given us serious cause to worry. But the word perfect can also mean completed. Little did I know that my obedient daughter was saving up all her bad behavior credits to cash them in on one giant bombshell of a boo-boo that would redefine perfect wedding in biblical terms, meaning finished. Thank God it's finally over with. Oh, for a crystal ball. If I could have been absolutely sure my instincts were right, I would have gunny-sacked her to keep her from the altar. As it was, I was the one who got gunny-sacked.